This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba appoints Chief Whip and the Whip. Streets in Nepalganj waterlogged due to incessant rainfall this morning, and Sri Lanka elects new president opposed by many. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and President of the Nepali Congress, Sher Bahadur Deuba, has appointed the party's Chief Whip and the Whip. Chitralekha Yadav has been appointed as the party's Chief Whip and Meen Biswakarma has been appointed as the Whip. The post was vacant after Balkrishna Khad was appointed as the Home Minister. The lawmakers have drawn the attention of the government to pay attention to the overall reform of the courts, as it is difficult for ordinary citizens to get justice easily. Speaking at today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the lawmakers emphasized that along with the reform of the courts, attention should be also paid to issues such as floods and road accidents caused by rain. Lawmaker Prakash Rasaili Snehi emphasized that a high-level judicial reform and guidance commission should be formed for the reform of the entire court. Likewise, Parvati Kumari Bisunke said that due to the lack of reorganization of the courts, the people did not have access to justice and there was no people-oriented justice. Similarly, lawmaker Dev Prasad Timmal Sinha said that relief should be provided to people as they could not go out because they had to work and eat all day when the temperature was 40 to 45 degrees Celsius in Tarai. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia asserted that the May 13 local level election had further strengthened democracy and federalism. At a program organized by the Election Commission of Nepal and General Election Observation Committee today, Commissioner Thapalia viewed that the success of local level elections could be measured by the fact that the election was held enthusiastically and successfully by 71% of that day. The Chief Commissioner commended the role of observers to hold elections in a free, fair, impartial and fearless environment. During the program, a report by the observers was unveiled. In the second session, observer organizations, experts and stakeholders went on to review the report. The commission earlier reviewed the election held at 753 local levels provincially. The streets in Nepalganj town have been flooded with rainwater following a heavy downpour this morning. The inner streets as well as the Setu, Bika Chok, BP Chok and Ramlila ground in the sub-metropolis have become waterlogged, hampering the traffic. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Madhusudan Neupani, said that some localities in the town have been inundated. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology stated Nepalganj received 86 millimeters of rainfall. Transport service has come to a halt after the Sethi River eroded a road in Bajang. The road connecting district headquarters Chainpur has been eroded following the rise in the water level in the river. The river triggered erosion at Jale Bagar along the Jai Prithivi Highway has thrown road traffic out of gear. DSP at the District Police Office Gyan Bahadur Bista said that the swollen Sethi River has been eroding road at Jale Bagar. Though light vehicles are now plying on the road section, heavy vehicles are yet to be operated on the road. Last year too, a flood followed by incessant rain had repeatedly swept away the road section. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has said there is the possibility of rainfall in most places of the country today and tomorrow. Meteorologist Manju Basi said that there are chances of increased monsoon activity on these 2 days as the monsoon low-pressure system is close to the Nepali territory. The weather will be generally completely cloudy throughout the country on those 2 days due to the influence of this weather system, with chances of a light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning in many places of the hilly region and in some places of the rest of the regions. Similarly, there is the possibility of heavy rainfall at a few places in the Sudurpashchim, Lumbini, Gandaki, Bagmati and Madhes provinces. At present, the weather is generally cloudy across the country with light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning occurring in some places. There is also the possibility of heavy rain at a few places in the Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces tonight. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Sri Lankan MPs have elected Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe as the country's new president despite his unpopularity with the public. Wickremesinghe faces the task of leading the country out of its economic collapse and restoring public order after months of mass protests. He roundly defeated party rival Dulus Alaha Haparuma with 134 votes to 82 in the parliamentary vote on Wednesday. Sri Lanka's ex-president Gotabaya Rajapakse fled the country last week. Protesters have consistently been calling for the former Prime Minister, now President, to step down. Sri Lanka is effectively bankrupt and facing acute shortages of food, fuel and other basic supplies. Heat records tumbled and firefighters faced new blazes as much of Western Europe baked in a grueling heat wave. The UK, normally used to milder climates, saw temperatures of more than 40 degrees Celsius for the first time. Germany saw its hottest day of the year so far, while Portugal raised its death toll after days of excess heat. Deadly wildfires have swept the continent. The UN's World Meteorological Organization warned there was worse to come. Heat waves have become more frequent and more intense and last longer because of human-induced climate change. In addition to record temperatures in the UK, several fire services declared major incidents after a surge in fires. In France, 64 different areas registered record high temperatures on Monday. The US says Russia plans to annex more Ukrainian territory using a similar playbook to take over its Crimea. Citing U.S. intelligence, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Russia is already laying the groundwork for annexation. He said occupied regions of Ukraine could hold some referenda on joining Russia as soon as September. Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014 after a referendum that was widely viewed as illegitimate. He accused Russia of instilling illegitimate pro-Russian officials to run occupied regions of Ukraine with the aim of organizing referendum on becoming part of Russia. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress President Sir Bahadur Deuwa appoints Chief Whip and the Whip. Streets in Nepalganj waterlogged due to incessant rainfall this morning, and Sri Lanka elects new president opposed by many. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.